With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Welcome everyone to this month's EvoStick Division 1 show. Round the table, we've got the great and good here at the award-winning Heating Hops in South Manchester. We've got Andrew Simpson from the Midchester Guardian.
Hello.
We've got Mountain League legend Roy Sewell.
Hello.
And we've got James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group.
Evening.
Now, James Hayes has to shoot off very, very fast. So therefore, we're going to start off with Division 1 North. Excuse the... I think it was actually Division 1 South's turn this month, so...
No, apologies. South was the first one last month.
No, that is true. So this is great then.
This is excellent news.
And plus, it's nothing to do with the fact why everyone else isn't here tonight, just to make you aware.
Yeah, they're all... For excuses, head over to the EvoStick MPL show.
You're opening a book of excuses.
Where you'll find... where you'll find that shockingly, a lot of people who come on the MPL show actually care about Premier League sides as well. Very weird. But anyway,
boo indeed.
So let's start off with Division 1 North. Brighouse Town out in front. Unlike in the Premier Division where we played 17, 18 games, we're still early days, aren't we, in Division 1 South and North. And they do say, though, you should look at the league after 10 games. And we are on 12, 13 in Division 1 North, and Brighouse are out in front.
Yeah, I've seen Brighouse. They play Witten in the FA Trophy. I know we've had these debates of who's the best league, North or the South. Well, Witten absolutely mulled them. And Brighouse are out in front, have only lost one game in Division 1 North. So if that was my little snapshot, and it was only a snapshot... Yeah, I wasn't massively impressed, despite the fact that obviously they've done great things in the rest of the season. Maybe they just ran into a really good Albion.
Now, on this week's show, we're going to be interviewing Glossop North End, Scarborough Athletic, and who was the other side I was going to interview? I can't quite remember. That's why I wrote it down on this piece of paper. No, that was it. Glossop North End and Scarborough Athletic. Let's do Bamber Bridge as well. And Bamber Bridge. All three sides are in the mix there as well. Glossop North End have been here before, Roy. Bamber Bridge have been here before. Mm-hmm. Scarborough Athletic haven't.
No, well, but I would say it's not before time, is it? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's a decent budget, you know, that can bring in decent players. They're playing at a decent stadium, you know. It's a big field. It's not before time that they've started slinging a few results together.
And the stadium next season.
Yeah, they've got a new stadium next season. You know, things are looking nice for them. I wonder whether or not they can carry it on, you know, with the likes of, say, Farsley and Lancaster just outside the playoff spots as well. I think it's down to that word again. I keep bringing it up, you know, consistency. You know, if they can keep a consistent flow of results, then hopefully they can stay in there. But I just feel that there's a couple of teams just outside of that playoff spot, including Kendal, that will have a big say in whether or not, you know, they'll be one of the four in the playoff positions.
Now, we're going to interview Glossop North End, Bamber Bridge and Scarborough Athletic, and we're going to bang out these interviews one after another because you can't separate them. 1 point between all of them. So let's hear what all three managers have to say.
So, coming up very shortly, we're going to be having interviews with a lot of managers from the playoff positions in Division 1 North. In a second, we're going to be hearing from Bamber Bridge. But before that, well, the team in second at the moment and banging form, it's Glossop North End. And joining me, it's the manager, it's Chris Wilcock. Hello, Chris, how are you?
Good evening, then.
So, where do you want to start? Because it's all happening at Glossop North End. They've got a big derby match this weekend in the FA Trophy. And you're doing well in the league. It's been another cracking start to the season for Glossop North End.
Well, considering that it's a relatively new squad together, it's still work in progress. We have hit a bit of form recently, but we're still not where I'd like us to be regarding the level of performances and our consistency. So we're still working towards that. But overall, at this moment in time, I can't overly complain, but... There's a lot of work ahead of us to get where I would like us to be able to get to.
Now, last season, obviously, Glossop North End, it was the first time in Division 1 North. It was a cracking season, finished fourth in the playoff positions. What was the aim this season? You mentioned there a few players comings and goings. How's the challenge been?
Well, I mean, there was a number of players decided to move on for many reasons. So we had to recruit a little bit more players than we probably would have liked to have done in the summer. Because we like to keep the continuity. but that wasn't the case. And we've managed to do so and bring some decent players in over the summer. And slowly but surely, you know, everybody's working extremely hard to improve. Certainly our start to the season, which was a little bit inconsistent. But at the moment, everything seems to be going okay. But we're certainly not resting on our laurels.
Now, that's the league. And as we said, it's second in the league at the moment. What's the target this season for Gloucester North End? What's your expectations? Is it another playoff finish or there or thereabouts?
Yeah, I think so. I think where the club's at, it's only our second season in the Eurostick North Division. You know, I think the playoffs is a realistic target, but I'm sure 10 other teams feel the same way as well. It's a very competitive league. We certainly don't have a Spennymoor and a Warrington in there who, you know, were exceptionally good last season on many levels. And as you've seen so far regarding the league results, on any given day, anybody can beat anybody. And it makes for an exciting league this season.
Now, we're doing an FA Trophy preview on the MPL show, which is available on this channel as well. Now, this week in Gloucester North End, I've got a very big match. It's like a Peak District derby in a way, against Buxton at Silverlands. What's your hopes for this match? Because Buxton are banging form, you're banging form. What are you expecting, Chris, from this, other than fireworks?
Well, other than fireworks. A Christmas cracker come early, probably. That'll be nice. You know, as you say, two teams that, I mean, we're currently having a decent run. Buxton have had a fantastic start to the season. You know, they're at the next level, a level that we'd like to get to at some point in the future, local derby. You know, I'm sure everybody's licking the lips at the possibility of a cracker on Saturday.
Well, a lot of people on the MPL show are calling it Tie of the Round. It's going to be a very big game, this one. Head down to Silverlands, 3 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. And Chris Wilcock, manager at Gloucester North End, a big thank you for joining us on the Division 1 show this month. And good luck this weekend. We can say this because this is a Division 1 show. We hope you win on Saturday.
Well, thanks very much for that. I appreciate that. And we'll see how the tie pans out on Saturday.
So that's Chris Wilcock there from Glossop North End. In a second, we're going to be hearing from Scarborough, who are also having a storming start to the season. But before that, to another club having an excellent start to the season, it's Bamber Bridge. And joining me now is the manager, it's Neil Crowe. Hello, Neil, how are you?
How's the bad, Ben, yourself?
I'm all good. So I was speaking off air to you then, and I think we had you on November last season, and I think you were in the middle of an injury issue, and the start wasn't to the expectation of yourself, I don't think. But this season, it's much better this time of year.
League-wise, yes. Last year, we had a good run in the FA Cup. I think we played 9 games to get to the fourth qualifying game with all the replays. And it hampered us, and we got behind with league games. We lost Ali Wadika for 3.5 months last year. And to be fair, Ali's been out for the last 2 months as well, which has been a big loss for us. But, you know, we're holding our own at the moment. We're sitting third. So, yeah, I'll take that at this stage of the season.
Now, obviously, we're gonna gloss over the last two outings in the league. We're not gonna mention it, especially the Radcliffe Borough result. James Hayes Teagot is uncontrollable at the moment, so we don't need to mention that. But the league form is good. Now, is this where you were expecting Bamber Bridge to be this season with the players that you've got in the squad? Is that where the expectation is to be? Playoffs, maybe even automatic promotion this year?
Playoffs is our aim. You've got to have an aim at the beginning of the season, and the playoffs is our aim. Anything else is a bonus. We've signed some good players. We feel on our day that we're more than a match for anybody in this division, but it's quite open this year. There's no easy games either. And as seen already, everybody's capable of beating everybody at the moment in this league.
Has there been any surprise packages for you? I mean, behind you, there's so many teams who, like yourselves really, who had a bit of a slow start last season, like Lancaster City, for example, and Kendal Town. You've got Colwyn Bay in the mix as well as Clitheroe, yeah. And Scarborough as well. These are sides who've upped the game this season as well in Division 1 North.
Yeah, I mean, we played Clitheroe Saturday, and they were a good side. They were very organised. Strong, good going forward, had a cutting edge to them. yeah, they surprised me. They looked a good side, to be fair. Radcliffe did well. Very good front three Tuesday night. Caused us all sorts of problems, and they were strong defensively. So that's what I mean. You know, Radcliffe are 12th, 13th at the moment, but they weren't bad at all. And it's a strong league. It is a strong league.
Now, there's a team in 11th at the moment, Trafford. And this weekend, you put the league to one side, and it's the FA Trophy, Bamber Bridge against Trafford. It's going to be a cracking game of football, this one, I feel. What are you expecting from this, and what are you expecting from the FA Trophy this season?
We'd like to have a run in the FA Trophy, not just for the financial side for the club, but also you get a break from the league every Saturday, and it's a good cup to have a run in, but... yeah, we played Trafford 2 weeks ago. Very good football inside. On the day, we played well, and we were probably the better side and deserved to win. But they'll be smarting from that defeat, and they'll be coming at us looking to put it right. So I know it'll be a very tough game, but it'll be two good football inside, so it's got the makings of being a good game.
So if you're in that mid-Lancashire area, 3 o'clock kick-off, Bamber Bridge against Trafford, get down there for that game, support non-league football. It's going to be a cracking atmosphere and a cracking game of football. And Neil Crowe, manager at Bamber Bridge, thank you very much for taking the time out of your busy day to come on the Division 1 show. And all the best for this game. As much luck as Trafford, we should say. Thank you, Neil.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks.
So, that's the view from Bamber Bridge. In a second or two, we're going to be drawing our eyes to Division 1 South, and we've got interviews with Stocksbridge Park Steels and with Market Drayton. But before that, let's just finish off Division 1 North with another team in the playoff positions, Scarborough Athletic. And joining me now, it's their manager, it's Steve Kittrick. Hello, Steve, how are you?
Not so bad, Ben, yourself?
I'm all good, thank you. So, last season, we covered the Duton final, and Scarborough were really, really impressive that night, and unlucky, I felt, against Marine. The season itself, though, in the league, it was a bit disappointing. But this season, it's been a cracking start for Scarborough. You must be really happy.
Yeah, I mean, you must remember I came in at the back end of last year, and the remit was to keep them up, which we did. And obviously, Dukes have come with a bonus. And I think if we hadn't have had so many injuries, and we only had that particular day, we only had one player on the bench. So, a substitute because of the injuries and everything. So, but I thought we played really well, and thank you very much for your kind words on that day.
No, it was a very good performance, I thought. What was the expectations then coming into this season? Because Scarborough's a big club, and you know they've been dormant now for a few seasons. And what's your remit for this season and your expectations at the club?
Obviously, I don't know if you know that we've got a new ground coming in January, which everybody's excited about. And I want to manage at the highest level I possibly can. So we sat down and we discussed a plan on what we wanted to do this year and next year. And the dream is to get out of this league this year and be in the Premier next year.
Excellent stuff. I mean, at the minute you're playing at Bridlington, but like you say, the new stadium's hopefully you've got an agreement, haven't you? You can move in partway through the season, I think.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, I don't know when, you know, hopefully January or February time we move in, but if it's next season, it's next season. But, you know, the ground's coming on very well. We're quite happy sharing at Bridlington. You know, I've got to pay tribute to the supporters because we get, you know, to remember for these supporters to go 20 miles either way to an home game is a massive, massive feat, you know.
It absolutely is. And the other thing to mention is about moving into a stadium. Obviously, when we're talking about Scarborough Athletic and you get to January, February time, hopefully you'll still be up in those playoff positions. The amount of times we've seen a club move into a stadium partway through a season, I'm thinking Stamford, for example, and it's not quite worked out. It might be beneficial to stay at Bridlington until the end of the year. And you've managed some big clubs like Guiseley and Telford United. Scarborough is a big name, and you just feel you just think to yourself that being back in the town in a brand new stadium with the bedrock that the supporters bring to the club, this scope, isn't it, for Scarborough to grow in the long term?
Yeah, I mean, people might say to you, you know, say to me, why have you gone to Scarborough? And Scarborough was a project. a 2 or 3 year project where I could build what I wanted myself on and off the field. And, you know, I've been at some big clubs, like you say, and, you know, Guiseley was a situation where, you know, I came there when they were fifth in the league, and then, you know, everything else fell into place and we did really well and I built what I wanted and missed out in the playoffs 3 times, which is not a nice thing to do. But then you've got to Telford managing the conference and just get them. People don't probably remember when we were at Telford, we were 15 points adrift at the bottom and I got them within 3 points of staying safe. And then, you know, you're out of work. And the Scarborough project were thrown at me by the chairman and sold to me. And he just said, look, we can build something here. We need to move on. Got a great support and everything. So, and I could see the project, you know, and I don't want to manage in the Evo Stick North, if I'm honest. But we've set a sights in 3 seasons to be in that conference, North or conference. That's what our remit is, and that's what we're setting ourselves. And people might think you're setting yourselves impossibilities, but nothing's impossible if you get everything in place going forward.
And if you're going to make that trip to the National League North, it all starts with Clitheroe this week, and it's a big game, this one. Clitheroe have been excellent this season, like Scarborough have. It is match of the day in Division 1. What are you expecting this weekend?
Well, we've got to wind the clock back. I think it was the second game of this season. I think Clitheroe beat us 4-0 at their place, and that hurt the second game in. But we're a different side now, and I think we will see a different guy. We'll see a very competent Clitheroe that we saw on that game, but they'll see a different Scarborough this week.
Well, Steve Kittrick, thank you very much for taking the time out of your day. He's on his way to training, listener. So thank you for coming on the show. And we wish you all the best of luck for the remainder of the season. It's been a cracking start. And we'll probably have you on in the new year, I reckon. So thanks, Steve.
Thanks very much, Ben. Take care.
So the managers there of Glossop North End, Bamber Bridge and Scarborough Athletic. James, have you played all those sides now?
We have.
Radcliffe Borough, that
we
is.
We have, yes. We actually beat Bamber Bridge 1-0 last night in the league. So,
wow.
But I guess for sending the first official day, our team that can press you and press you. They made it at hard work. Our goal came early in the first half, but the entire team in the second half, and those who have been to Radcliffe, they were attacking downhill in the second half as well. Bamber Bridge has shown a lot more than, say, what other teams in the area have done at this moment in time. So on paper, from what I've seen from them three, Bamber have been the best I've seen personally, but I know for a fact Clitheroe, again, they've beaten Bamber Bridge 4-1.
They've come up with a couple of decent results,
that's the only thing with Bamber. They're losing game. When they lose games, they can lose 3 or 4 in a row.
Now, there is a pack of teams here who, well, they're daunting names, I'm going to suggest. I wouldn't want them chasing my side. Clitheroe, Farsley, Lancaster City, Tadcaster Albion, Kendal, Colwyn Bay. Those are big names.
Well, I because I'm writing about Division 1 South this season, this is probably the first time I've looked at the table since we last did the Division 1. So what's happened to Farsley, Tadcaster and Colwyn Bay? We were bigging them up for last month's show, and they've all fallen down the table. So what?
Farsley have come off the ball a little bit.
Right.
Again, we've had another team.
They had 2 defeats in the last 6,
yeah.
But they did win. They did beat Prescott Cables.
Yeah.
When it comes to Tadcaster Albion, they lost the last game, but the form's good.
Okay.
Colwyn Bays is decent. They've only lost 2 games in the last 6. I just think it's because the teams around them, like Lancaster City.
Yeah, Lancaster.
Glossop have had a great month because they've been on the table.
Well, yeah. Lancaster City, Glossop and Scarborough are the top 3 in the last 6 matches for the form guide, so that tells you all you need to know. But Division 1 North is shaping up to be quite interesting, I feel. Down the bottom end of Division 1, at the moment, we've got Burscoe down there, and it's not got better, has it?
No, it just doesn't look like they can get anything from anywhere at the moment. I do really feel sorry, I'm going to say it every week to the management team there, because from personal experiences with them, but it's just more, I can't see them how and where they're going to get them results from. It's a nightmare to...
They've got a young team, and they've got a really restricted budget, you know, and I mean, I've spoke with Sutty, you know, Sutty's a buddy of mine, Dave Sutton, and, you know, they're up against it. Hopefully, you know, they can get a few results. One that surprised me really is Goole. You know, I mean, They're within touching distance of, you know, a couple of teams above them where they could get out of that.
Is it surprising that they're in touching distance? Is that
yeah,
what you're surprised
has, yeah,
about?
Yeah, big style, yeah, because they've had a lot of upheaval there, haven't they, you know, with the managers and with the players that come along with them. So, yeah, it's all credit to them. But it looks as though Burscoe's out on a little bit of a limb there, like, you know, where they'll find it really difficult to get, you know, into any sort of competing.
I mean, it has happened in the past with a couple of teams, so Salford, Goolagan have done it, Ossett Albion have done it. So it's not undoable, but it's a lot of work to be able to get out of that position.
Financially, as well. they were pretty consistent, you know, the likes of Salford, you know, they were a massive budget, but yeah. It was still there for them, you know, what they started off with, you know, they finished off with Burscoe, yeah. You know, it's a totally different scenario.
Well, it's early days, it's only October, and like we said, they've only played 13, 14 games so far. Division 1 South, let's move to Division 1 South now. And when it comes to Division 1 South, it feels like Charlene have started to stretch the legs out a bit, but
yeah,
Spalding United and Newcastle Town and Witten Albion, really, they do have games in hand, and, you know, this is shaping up to be intriguing.
Yeah, there's a tiny bit of daylight between the top four and the rest, and it is tiny, and I would still expect, we mentioned them in the other show, I would still expect the likes of maybe Leek, Rushton, definitely, it will have designs on, and possibly Stamford if they go on a run, to kind of be a threat to those. But those top four have been the most consistent teams, obviously, because that's why they're in the on the table. But Shore Lane have had a really good month, won four in a row, but they did lose to Stocksbridge. And Stocksbridge had a great month, by the way. 5-1 beating, really, really difficult team to beat. They held Witten to a 0-0 draw last Tuesday, and just a really solid side. I think Shore Lane and Spalding we probably expected. Newcastle have kind of hung in there.
Newcastle have been doing well. Newcastle
were expecting last year to do this, the same they did the year before, but they stalled last year, didn't they? This is pretty much where I think everyone associated with the club and those outside of it all thought they were going to be. So
yes, Witten beat them easily. Although obviously Witten have still got a little bit of catching up to. Witten beat them easily, so I expected maybe Newcastle to fall away a little bit, but they've picked up since losing to Albion. Shore Lane are probably favourites, which is maybe kind of obvious. They finished second last year, but the biggest budget. But I think, I know because I work with them, I know Witten seriously about challenging for the title this season. They're in good form as well. They lost bizarrely to Carlton, but I've got their act together since and are unbeaten since then. It's shaping up really nicely. And we'll see what will be a bit clearer hopefully next month.
Now we're going to speak to Stocksbridge Park Steels in a second, but just to mention Witten Albion, because you're here.
Please.
The goals against for Witten Albion is very impressive. You scored 25 goals. You've only played 11 games. I did speak to Mark Harris today, and he's cautious.
Is he? I think he's right to be, and Carl McCauley definitely is. I mean, we were talking about managers being bullish earlier on, and kind of if you're top of the league, you're kind of saying, yeah, we want to be out. I can't get him to say that at all. He is very cautious. The reason for that is twofold. Yes, they've got a great defensive record, but their best defender, Anthony Brown, suffered a serious knee injury against Stocksbridge last midweek. Still waiting to see how long he's going to be out for. He definitely won't be playing against Colwyn Bay in the FA Trophy this weekend. So there's a little bit of nervousness about that. He didn't play at the weekend, but they were at home to Loughborough, so it didn't really matter. Loughborough, one of the worst teams in the division, one of the most out-of-form teams in the division. You're right about the defensive, but Witten are scoring loads of goals as well, but there is a but there. And their leading scorer is a guy called Talani Omotola, who's on loan from Tranmere Rovers. I mean, absolutely on fire. All season. No, he's not. This is the point. He's on a 90-day loan, which will be over before the end of October, and this is another dilemma they've got now. So they've got the Brown issue at the back, and they're going to lose Omotola. And they've brought in Steve Thames from Stanley Bridge Celtic initially. He's a completely different type of player to Omotola, who you've seen, Roy. He's really, really
quick.
Strong
quick
as well.
And pretty powerful.
Yeah, for a young lad, he's very, very strong. I was talking to Rob Hopley about him, and he said one of the most impressive things. Everyone talks about his speed, but his upper body strength is really impressive. Mm. And they've formed a fantastic partnership, which is the main reason why Witten are where they are. So there's a couple of things that Carl needs to address in the next few weeks, and what solutions he comes up with that will probably determine whether they can keep pace with Spalding and Shawley.
Now, in the mid-table pack at the moment, we've got Bedworth United and AFC Rushden Diamonds, who are obviously new to the league. They've come in from the Southern League section, and they seem to have adapted quite well.
Yeah.
They've got games in hand. They're in a pack there with the likes of Chase Town, Northwich Victoria and Leeds Town, so they are having a good season. Did you expect them to be higher?
I expected Rushden to be a bit higher, but there is a caveat in that they've had a really good FA Cup run. They are actually unbeaten in eight league games. Lost the first two games and not in the first week of the season and unbeaten since. They have drawn in that eight though, so there's just an issue of getting over the line. But I still expect them, once they've played the games in hand, to be knocking on the door of the top five, definitely.
We mentioned before that though, Northwich Victoria.
Yeah.
And they've had an interesting month, haven't they?
They had an interesting month. They put a run of three wins together, and then it kind of stalled when they lost to Chase Town and then Leek in back-to-back games. But they had a really good win at
Lincoln
at the weekend. I mean, in difficult circumstances, we probably should mention this week that off the field, Northwich Victoria's chairman, Derek Nuttall, has passed away at the age of nearly 90.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There has been that in the background for them this week, which I think makes it an even better win, by the way, at Lincoln. And they also had a logistical nightmare in that they were stuck in traffic, so they didn't have the ideal preparation. So, you know, a fantastic 3 points to respond to their back-to-back defeats. They'll just be pleased to have, after a really slow start, to have got themselves away from the bottom two. The issue that Northwich have got is it's a really small squad, so an injury here or there, and they're going to be up against it. But yeah, 16 points, only five adrift of the top five. They'll be well happy with their month's work.
Those relegation spots at the moment, Rugby Town and Carlton Town in there. Sheffield are in reach, Loughborough Dynamo are in reach, Lincoln United and Stamford are in reach. Admittedly, those two have played single digit games so far, but it's not a foregone conclusion, relegation in Division 1 South, is it, at the moment?
No, and Loughborough are in absolute freefall. I think they've lost eight of the last nine, something like that.
Is it because of the show? We did interview them last month.
It could be. You've took credit for helping. You might have to take some of the rap for jinxing.
Sorry.
Are they just conceding? They got hammered by Witten on Saturday, just conceding goals for fun. I expect them to keep falling a bit further yet.
So interview time now for Division 1 South. Very shortly we're going to be hearing from Market Drayton. But before that, to a team doing quite well this season thus far, it's Stocksbridge Park Steels, and joining me now, it's the manager, it's Chris Hilton. Hello Chris, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you, Ben. Yourself?
I'm all good. So last season, I think the start Stocksbridge had was rather sluggish, and then towards the end, you got a gallop going, and you just narrowly missed out on the playoffs in the end. But this season, a much better start.
Not quite right. We won our first four games last season. We're top at league, and then we dipped, rightly so, as you've just pointed out. I think the nice run in the FA Trophy didn't help with us league form, with the amount of extra games and playing away from home. But once we got on a roll last year, we picked up three teams of the month, and we're nine games undefeated towards the end. So yeah, we're a good finish last season. We've not started so well this season. The first three games we lost, but we seem to have picked momentum up.
And that momentum you've got from last season getting into this season. The form going into the FA Trophy this weekend, it's decent, isn't it? There's a good defence there as well, we should say.
Yeah, it's we've not been known for having the tightest defence last season or this season. If you have a look at the first few games of this season, we've conceded, I think, 16 or 17 goals this year, but the last seven games we've had five clean sheets. So yeah, we've worked on it in training. It's something that we're not going out being defensively. We're not going out and parking the bus. Some managers would play. We go out and play, try and play attacking football. And we've just managed to cut out the defensive errors, the silly ones that we've been making. So the training's paid off.
Now, when it comes to Stocksbridge, when I used to cover FC United in the Northern Premier League, we used to go to Stocksbridge all the time, and it's a cracking club, it's a cracking ground. The location of it is beautiful, and the pies are lovely too at Stocksbridge. It's a cracking club. There's been a couple of seasons now of consolidation in a way. What's the target for this season, Chris, for Stocksbridge Park Steels?
Well, Yeah, the target was a three-year plan. When I sat down with Alan, the chairman, when I was lucky enough to be appointed as manager, and it was a great club to be manager of, was stability for the first season, second season improve, and then third season, which we're in now, is to push on. And at the end of this season, is to get in the playoffs. To win it would be a very big achievement with some good teams in this division and with some budgets that there is. But no, his aim is definitely to get into the playoffs. That's what we're aiming for. So hopefully, we're there at the moment, but there's a long way to go, so we have to keep working hard.
And it's a question that I ask most managers about Division 1 South this season. It's a very competitive league. I think it's the most competitive it's been for a while. And it's tough. And to be in the playoff mix in October, I think is all credit to the team you've got there. You are challengers, aren't you, this season?
Yeah, I think we are challenging the teams that are above us. Shaw Lane, we've played, we've beat 1-0. We've drawn away at Witton, 0-0. And we beat Newcastle at Newcastle, 3-1. And they're three teams that are above us at the moment. So it shows that, in my eyes, we belong where we are. We should be up there, and we should be challenging, and we should definitely be pushing for playoffs. The start of the season, we have dropped points against so-called teams that are near the bottom end of the division, but as you've rightly pointed out, there's a lot of teams there that they're all taking points off each other because it's a lot closer than it has been, and there's quite a few teams that could win it and also quite a few teams that could get in the playoffs this year. So the standard is definitely, over the last two or three seasons, in my eyes, has got better in the Southern Division.
Now, as we've said throughout the show, we've got a FA Trophy preview on the NPL show this month, and we're going to be speaking to Market Drayton Town and Carlton Town in a second, who've got some potential upsets on the cards in the FA Trophy this weekend. When it comes to Stocksbridge Park Steels, though, Chris, you're hosting Lancaster City. Lancaster City, they beat Darlington in the FA Cup. They nearly beat Kidderminster too. They've got good cup pedigree. But Stocksbridge Park Steels over the years, they too have a good pedigree. What are you expecting this weekend?
I expect it should be a good game. Both teams, I believe, I think Lancaster are seventh in their division with games in hand, so they could go obviously top three. As you rightly pointed out, they've had some cup runs already this season and just missed out. But we went to Clitheroe there in the top seven of the Northern Division. We beat them on their own patch. So we don't fear anyone, as we showed last season. If we can perform to the standards that we set ourselves, we beat North Ferriby at North Ferriby. So we showed them Ilkeston we beat as well last year. So we can match anybody as long as that we prepare right and we get his A game. But it should be a cracking game. Anybody who can get down to watch it, then you should see some good football.
Absolutely. And as we said, Stocksbridge Park Steels, it's a cracking stadium. If you're in that South Yorkshire area, head over there for that one tomorrow. It's going to be a cracking game of football. Stocksbridge against Lancaster City. And Chris Hilton, manager at Stocksbridge Park Steels, a big thank you for joining us on the Division 1 show this month. And, well, good luck with Lancaster City tomorrow. But not too much luck. We have to be fair to both clubs. But we hope Pies are the winner. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks very much for having me.
Joining me now from Market Drayton Town, we're joined by Martin Davis, the manager. Hello, Martin. How are you?
Hi, Ben. You're all good. Thank you.
I'm all good. Thank you. So we've got you on because you've got an interesting FA Trophy tie this weekend. And yeah. I've got a decent record. Matt Locktown would disagree with me, but I've got a decent record of predicting these things. And I think you've got a good chance against Kettering. What do you think going into this?
Well, yeah. Kettering got a good history, you know, within the Cups, FA Cup especially. You know, they're a big club compared to us, that's for sure. But, you know, I think their home form hasn't been great, but that doesn't mean anything when it comes to Cups. Everything goes out the window, doesn't it, on these sorts of games. I think secretly, you know, they'll probably think this is a good chance for them to get that win and push on. And for us, it's a bit of a freebie, really. I've told my lads, you know, we've been up and down in the league. We had a good run lately, had a bad result last weekend, but this weekend I'm looking forward to it. I'm hopeful we can spring as far as, because financially it would do us the world of good, definitely.
And it's quite, as you said there, it's quite a plum tie as well, because Kettering, they are in the Southern League, but the name of the club, the stature of the club and the crowds they get, it is a big non-league club. So this is quite an event for Market Drayton Town, I'm going to suggest.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you've got two opposites here. You know, you've got a club as small as us and a club as big in stature as them, you know, with their history compared to ours. You know, we're a minnow in the Eagles League, really. You know, we're punching well above our weight, really. in terms of support and finances, but we have a right go. And I know the manager very well, so he'll know that, and he'll know he's have tough games Saturday, definitely.
Now, you mentioned, you know, maybe Market Drayton Town are punching above the weight. That's not strictly true, because you were mid-table last season and competing this season as well, because Division 1 South, we've said this on the Division 1 show a few times, Division 1 South this season, it's a belting league, really competitive. What have you made of it in these opening few games?
Well, we've had a tough run. We've played Shore Lane, Witten, Spalding, Leek. You know, we've played four of the probably most fancy sides, and we give a good account of ourselves against most of them, you know, and did very well against them. But the league itself, yeah, I mean, I talked to a couple of managers in our league quite regularly. We said, this year, it looks a great league. And yeah, I don't mean we're sort of punching above the weight in terms of how well we finished, but what I mean is in terms of finances and support, we're punching above. And as I say, you know, last year was our best ever year in that league, you know, 58 points, finishing 11th. We had a hell of a season, and we're trying to do it as well this year, but it hasn't quite gone as we planned yet, but we're doing all right. We're doing okay. We're sort of probably where we should be, really.
Now, Matt, you've been with the club now for a few seasons.
A few. 17.
What do you make of Market Drayton Town going into this season? Where did you want them to finish? Because last season you finished 11th. Where was your aim this season? Was it to improve on that, or just to try and compete with the likes of Shore Lane and the rest of them?
Well, if we can compete with the likes of Shore Lane and that, I think that'd be a miracle. Because, you know, like I say, the resources they've got and the money they've got, other clubs in our league like Kidsgrove and places like that, the money they've got available compared to us is huge. You know, and that does have a big say in football, I'm afraid. You know. We just, I mean, my main aim as someone that's been there 17 years as a player and a manager is to just stay in the league first and foremost. You know, let's see where we go from there, really. Last year, I think maybe it was like a slight freak season for us. We had a great, great year and we had some great results. And, you know, and this year, I think it'll be, hopefully, if we can do something similar, that'd be unbelievable. You know, we won our County Cup last year, which was great. We haven't done that for a while. I'd like to win that again this year if we could, but it's not that simple, it's not that straightforward. Everyone raised the game against us in that. The same as I think in our league, we raise a game against other teams and it'd be no different Saturday. You know, we're going to that game, we hopefully get a cup run because we could certainly do the money. I don't think they need as much as we need it, but, you know, we definitely need the money. But at the end of the day, we'll go there and it's treated like any other game. We're going to have a right go, that's for sure.
Well, Martin, on behalf of all the listeners, we really hope you win. There's nothing better than a Northern Premier League team beating a Southern League team. It's really important. So all the best of luck going into that match against Kettering Town. And on behalf of all the listeners, wish you best of luck and hope you win.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Martin Davis there, manager at Market Drayton Town.
And Sheffield, they've now got this, they've been recognised by UNESCO, I believe.
Yeah.
Which is remarkable. UNESCO.
I thought they were buying the
ground. They're like
an
international kind of organisation from the UN that recognises old things. And Sheffield FC, as we all know, are the world's oldest football club. So a big congratulations to Sheffield FC on is it an award or a recognition? Or?
I don't know. You get a plaque, don't you?
You do. Maybe a brown sign as well on the motorway, let's say that as well. Coming up is going to be an interview with the landlord here at the Ian Hopshaw in their award, because they did win the City Life Pub of the Year award, so it's only right because they give us this win for free that, you know, we big them up as well.
Beat the old place, cool, didn't
they? So we'll be hearing from Damien, a Bradford Park Avenue fan, and that's going to come in handy because I think they're going to be in the NPL next season. But anyway, it's facts, is all I'm saying.
Behind the scenes here at the NPL show, we record it at an establishment called the Heating Hops in South Manchester, North Stockport.
Heating Chapel,
and it's a cracking establishment. The landlord of the gaff, he doesn't claim any money, doesn't claim any fame or anything like that, but in the past month they have won an award. So we're with Damien now, who's a Bradford Park Avenue fan as well, so he'll be featuring a lot next season, I'm imagining, on the NPL show. What award have you won, Damien?
We won the Manchester Food and Drinks Festival Craft Ale Bar of the Year for Manchester, which we're delighted with.
When this bar was founded, could you imagine winning such an award? I mean, you've won awards before, though, haven't you? This is unusual, is it?
We've won one or two awards, but this is the best one yet, and this has been a fantastic honour and a privilege to win such an esteemed award, really.
And what sell the establishment? I mean, there's all the. I was saying to the team downstairs that it's one of these interviews, this, that I'm embarking on here, where I don't actually know anything about beer or anything. I just go and say, can I have a pint of lager? But you've got an array here, haven't you?
We've got 8 keg beers, 2 cask ales, we've got a takeaway beer filling machine, and we've got a selection of about 300 or 400 bottles of local, further afield bottles. So we've got, I think we've got a beer for just about everybody. If we can't find a beer for everybody in here, we're struggling.
And a cellar that has a future award-winning radio show as well, which is good.
A cellar which has a great radio show, which we're more than happy to host on a monthly basis.
Well, Damien, thanks for coming on, and a big congratulations on the award.
Thank you very much.
It's well deserved, and keep up the good
more
work.
More to come. Thank you. Cheers, man.
But that's it for this month's Evo Stick Division 1 show. Hope you enjoyed all the interviews and the thoughts of Andrew Simpson from the Mid-Cheshire Guardian.
Thank you.
Roy Sewell.
Thank you very much.
Non-league legend. And James Hayes.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
from
you.
The NPL Facebook group, which you can get involved with at facebook.com/groups/the NPL. And good
I said
luck.
That without moving my lips, then.
Good luck to James. He's had to leave us because his shop, the staff he's got on at his shop, have lost the keys.
And they can't get home.
So James has had to do an A-team and get in a taxi and head off to the shop to lock up, which is above and beyond, in my humble opinion.
And he's still suffering from a nosebleed because Ratcliffe are so high.
Oh, he never mentioned it, did he? Never mentioned it.
They're loving it because they're near this off the league. And I thought, I'm sure I printed the table off before. And look, they're 14th.
Are they above high? That's what he's...
Is that what he means?
That's what he means.
Right, okay. Well, right. That's fine.
Because that's another reason why Berkey's not here this month, is because of that. He knew it was going to happen. James has been unbelievable on Instant Messenger, so on Facebook. Really getting the digs in and everything. It's been too much at times. I feel like moderating him.
He's under attack.
Yeah, he is. But yeah, congratulations to Radcliffe Borough. They are having a
What? How do you even describe that?
Banter.
They're in Europe. Leave them alone.
This is how you describe it.
They're in Tameside.
It's just banter. But thank you to the group here at the Heating Ops. Thank you to the Heating Ops. And thank you, dear listener, for listening.
We've got enough people to call it a group.
Yes. Next month, we're back to full strength because I'm assuming United and City will be out of the League Cup. But thank you for listening. And wherever you're going this month to cheer on your Division 1 side, make sure you have fun. And we hope you do well in the FA Trophy. Goodbye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.